The fight. The fight was last night. Terrence Crawford's Errol Spence. Big fight, right?
Yeah, yeah. Big fight.
Because B, you've been talking about it for some years.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. All right. Because I already knew what these guys were capable of doing. Mm-hmm. Like I already knew it. Like, and they've been calling each other out since like 2018. But, you know, unfortunately, Errol Spence got into like really two bad car accidents. He had to get surgery on his, I think, left eye and stuff like that. So I think that's what derailed this fight. I think it definitely would have happened sooner because they definitely wanted the smoke. And man, the clinic that Terrence Crawford put on last night, bruh, that shit was great. Mm. Like, at this point, when you talk about like some of the best welterweights, that performance he put on, he got to be right up under Mayweather. Like, it's like,
damn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, because he's been doing this for years. Mm-hmm. So this is like
40-0,
right?
Yeah, 40-0 with 34 of them coming out of knockouts. Mm-hmm. Bruh, yeah, this dude going up from, I think he started like at 130, 135 weight class, and he moved up, went to each division, just wiped them all out. And he did that with this welterweight, 147. He just wiped them out, bruh. Like, that performance was, it was a master class. I didn't think he was going to do this to Errol Spence because I'm thinking it was going to be a much closer fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, I mean, the way he dismantled him after that first round, it was just, me and Ryan was just like, bruh, you seeing this shit? Like, he is really breaking this man down. Like, yeah, it was crazy. And you just see Errol Spence's face is getting puffier and puffier and just so more blood. But that shit was crazy. That shit was crazy. I was really impressed. Like, I was speechless just because I didn't think he was going to break him down like that. I was just like, damn.
Who did you have winning the fight?
I had Crawford. It was some days I was switched because, like I said, it was that even of a fight coming in. But I was like, the way Crawford can switch his stance, he's like a switch hitter as far as, you know, hitting with both of his hands strong. And he fought southpaw. He's right-handed, but he fought southpaw this whole fight. So that was crazy. But, yeah, I edged it off of Spence just because – I was like, yeah, man, Spence, he a different type of fighter, man.
So do you think a Canelo fight's going to happen then next?
Crawford-Canelo? No, well, he about to fight one of the Charlo twins, Canelo is. Mm-hmm.
But just after, like, do you think that fight is in the works
now? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. They're going to have a meeting at the weight, Riley, because, you know, I mean, shit, Crawford just fought at 147, and Canelo's fighting at 168 right now, fighting super middleweight right now, so... I don't know if they can come in agreement of the weight. Like, okay, we can do this at 160 or something like that. I don't know. But Crawford, he's 35, though. So he's starting to kind of head towards the end of his peak years. So I don't know how much longer he plans on going. I mean, what he's doing, he's the second fighter. I want to say he's the only fighter that's unified two different weight classes. He unified the 140. And then now he just unified 147. He got all the belts for both of those weight classes. So I don't know what's next. I mean, I know that Earl just said he agreed on doing a rematch. So he already going. Then they're going to fight again in December.
Now, December?
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be at the 147 because Errol Spence said that was going to be this fight was his last time fighting at 147. He's going to fight at 154. So I don't know if Terrence Crawford going to say, okay, cool, let's fight at 154, because it's really in Terrence Crawford's hands.
That's
now.
What I was
like,
about to say.
Yeah, like, he can say, nah, we're going to fight at 147 again. Or he can say, I'll fight you at 154.
To me, the weight class in this particular matchup doesn't necessarily matter because it's pro-Crawford. Because Crawford showed that he had way more power. Way more power. Yeah,
he's always had sneak.
And he talked about that too, like, you know, his post-fight conference or whatever. Yeah. That, you know, every weight class that he was at, people
always be like,
he's not strong enough. And then he just mollywop everybody. It's like, oh, well, he is. So he's just a naturally strong motherfucker. So you go up in weight, that only benefits Terrence Crawford, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So I think Errol Spence is going to go 0-2 against Terrence Crawford, honestly.
Yeah.
So the rematch happening?
Yeah, well,
because Errol is in his hands, right?
Yeah, well, it's in Terrence's hands to say, like, okay, which weight class we're going to fight in.
But okay.
Errol's going to, what's the term I'm looking for? Like, in the rematch clause? It's in the rematch clause, and Errol Spence is pretty much like, yeah, I want the rematch. So
he already said it?
Yeah. Yeah, he already said he wants the rematch.
Of course, Errol wants it.
Who did you have going into the fight?
Crawford.
You had Crawford? So Nick had Crawford. Spike had Spence. Who did Shelton have? Did he say? Anybody remember?
I think Shelton was Spence. Yeah, when he came over my house, he was like, yeah, Spence. I'm going with Spence.
Okay. Jalen, is your mic on? Who'd you have?
Spence.
Oh. Yeah, I had Spence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, man. Crawford different, bro. I was really surprised at how you know, like I was thinking it was going to go to, you know, 12 rounds, you know, Crawford was going to win by points or whatever like that. I didn't think it was going to be that what happened yesterday. I was like, man,
it was that bad.
Bruh.
Yeah, bro.
I didn't expect that. Cuz they, like I said, going to this fight, it was 50-50. Like people was like, I can't call it. Like, cuz yeah, Spence is a hell of a fighter too. So I'm like, man, he got that power. He's naturally 147 welterweight, where Terrence Crawford had to move up. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, well, he gonna probably.
Spence is quick as fuck too.
Yeah, Spence is quick.
Like his quick twitch, bro, is ridiculous.
But Terrence Crawford was reading that shit, bro. Like, however, like it sound and I was noticing too when they was every time they go into their corners, like Crawford's trainer, like whatever they had game plan, mm-hmm. they planned that shit to a T. Like it worked. Whatever they had planned, because they expected the jab, everything. They were saying everything about the jab, which you was talking about, FIFO. They was all waiting for that shit. They was waiting for that shit, bro. So yeah that I feel like the up. Camp. I feel like that camp, Crawford's camp, was like they. Oh, you know, they saw me. I saw it. I saw it, bro. I was like, man. Me and Rob was like, what the fuck. So yeah, no. However they planned that fight, they stuck to it and it worked. And shout out to Spence though, because Spence, because right when it was about to be over, I think Shelton was like, "What can Spence say?" I was like, "He don't got nothing to say. All he got to say is the better man won," and that's what happened.
Can he say anything right now?
He can't.
Except but, ow.
Yeah, but yeah, I was just like, yeah, what can he say? I'm like, no, Spence, if Spence is real, when he gonna say the better man won? And then, of course, after the when they did, when Jim Gray did the interview, he was like, it was like, well, Spence, what happened? He was like, shit, better man won. He was like, his timer was on point.
Real talk, he looked like Martin versus Marvin Hagler on that
Tommy Hearns.
Tommy Hearns.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The pancake face, that's what he looked like, bro. Yeah. Bloody, everything. Fucked up,
man.
Do you remember who Kyle had? Cause he came through too, right?
Yeah, he was like, he couldn't call it. Yeah, oh, okay. He was just like, bruh, I just want to see a good fight. I can't even call it. Yeah,
so we played it safe.
Man. But no, it was, man, that shit was crazy. Yeah, I was still speechless about that shit. Like, man, he really beat his ass. Like, I'm thinking it was gonna be like, okay, you know, Terrence's face was gonna be a little lumped up, Arrow was gonna be a little lumped up, and it was just like, it's coming down to the last final rounds. Nah. That shit was over by the ninth round.
Damn.
Like by the fourth round, we was like, I don't think Errol Spence gonna make it. Like we was like we started predicting when they was gonna stop the fight.
It was that bad.
Bruh.
Early.
By round four, Rob was like, man, it's gonna be over by the sixth. I was like, no, I'm gonna give him seven. And and Kyle was still like, well, no, it still might go decision. And then I forgot what Sheldon said, but then when it got to round five, even the next round, I was like, yeah, this shit might be over before seven, and they all started laughing and shit. But it ended up being around nine.
Damn,
man, that shit was crazy.
Okay,
hello, it was yeah, that shit was wild, bro.
Mm. All right, well, if you guys are watching this on Dan and Sports right now, you are not familiar with it. It's the Mike Stallone podcast. Make sure you guys check us out on your favorite podcast player. This has just been a clip. We are, of course, out, but we will be back regularly on Dead in Sports on August 8th. We will be returning.
I think it's the 6th.
No, it's August.
No, it's the 8th. Because 7th is the Monday. That's when we do the deep betting race.
Yeah, it's August 8th. So make sure you guys tune in to us 9 p.m. But, you know, and check out Beezy before y'all tune in to us. He rolls right in. It's just like TV, bro.
Yeah.
It's like TV,
right,
bro.
Yep, Dead End Gaming. Roll right into Dead End Gaming goes right up, roll right into Dead End Sports. So.
But I definitely wanted to get his insight. Some of you old DES OGs know that B is the boxing expert on the show.
Man, I love it, man. Yeah. I love it.